Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life Path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the two. So your own energy, your own life path energy, as well as the influencing energy of the 20. So if you listen to the full moon reading that I put out for December 26th, 2023, these are the same energies. So if something came up for you around that full moon, this is likely going to be a continuation of that, that you'll still be working with this energy, that there's something here that can bring about some kind of greater self-discovery or greater understanding about you or another person or a situation that you're meant to continue to dive a little bit more deeply into. So if you haven't listened to that, I recommend it just to see, again, if anything stands out to you that I said or that came up for you around that full moon. So you're going to be working with the energy of the 22, but you're also going to be working with shark energy. And this is sort of like the devil energy in tarot. So there's something here about feeling restricted, feeling sort of tied to something that you don't necessarily want to be tied to, or tied to something that you're not really tied to, but you feel like you are. And so this month could bring in situations where, one, you have to be very decisive and choose to break free from whatever this is and have a plan, have a strategy, but then hold that strategy, like hold to that, follow through with it. Because with shark energy, again, there's something that feels like bondage. It feels like you're restricted in some way, but ultimately it comes down to your own choices as to whether you are actually restricted in this way or whether you're actually being held back in this way. And so January could be asking you to break free from this, whatever this is, which can be as simple as sort of changing your thought pattern, changing your mindset, or choosing which thoughts you say yes to and which ones you don't entertain. And it could be as difficult as, you know, having to release yourself from a connection or some kind of situation that is a little bit more challenging, right? Because then we have emotions, we have, you know, it's with people. So it's very nuanced, right? But you could find that you have opportunities this month to truly break free from whatever this is. And this could also be like, you know, a career, you know, a job that you're in, that you're just in for because you feel stuck in it. But if in actuality, you do have options, you just have to find those options. You have to sort of dig a little bit deeper to see what your options are and then make some decisions based off those options. So again, just as it was for this full moon that we just had, there's definitely something here throughout January that's saying, you know, you have the power to be decisive about this situation, to make changes, and to break free from whatever it is that you feel is really holding you back. So this can lead to some kind of spiritual evolution, like spiritual awakening in some sense, like seeing the light after a period of darkness, a deeper understanding about you and what you're capable of, and understanding that the things that you felt like were holding you back, you know, there's some level of, you know, sometimes we allow things to hold us back through our choices. And if we really take a close look at it, we can see that. as, you know, as difficult as it is to see that sometimes. So this month could ask you to make better choices when it comes to your own experience and your own holistic health. And sometimes those decisions or choices can be difficult, but if you can make those decisions and you can, you know, for your highest good and the highest good of all involved, you will see yourself breaking free from that situation, and it will open up a new experience, a new chapter that feels much more aligned for your path. There's sort of this energy of like no longer living in the shadows or the darkness. There's like this breaking free and coming into the light sort of thing in your own experience. There's definitely something here about turning points with this 20 energy. That's the influencing energy for the two. And so with these turning points, again, it's kind of like the awareness brings the turning point. So it's like once we have awareness about something, then we have a decision to make. Are we going to continue along the same path, or are we going to go down a different path or do something differently? And by doing something differently, we then in turn change the experience, change the dynamic, but it comes back to us. So it's like, what are we going to do with that awareness? Because we can't unsee what we've seen. So there's some level of like reconstruction. Like, again, awareness comes in, we make a decision, and then we have to reconstruct in some way, but in a way that feels much better for us, that feels much more aligned. So I do think that there's sort of like a process to this. It's like the awareness comes in, then we have to make some kind of a decision, and then we reconstruct. So it's sort of like a tiered process. But you know, sometimes when that awareness comes in, it can be jolting, it can be disruptive. And so, you know, you might need to take a little bit of time with that new awareness that comes in. Especially if it's something that has been holding you back and you recognize that different choices will bring different experiences. And, you know, you might have that feeling of like, I wish I would have known sooner type thing. But you know when you know, and that's the right time to know. So again, it's what we do with the awareness once we know. So you could see that kind of be the theme this month for you all. But just remember, you know, no matter what comes in and no matter what kind of awareness and no matter what decisions you make, you know, it's all for your highest good and it's leading you towards something that feels much more aligned for you. It's allowing you to move forward, whereas you might have felt stuck for a period of time. So it's all working in your best interest. So I hope that, you know, the other thing I will say is real quick, that shark energy is, you know, with sharks, they're very misunderstood creatures. Like we villainize the shark. We see them as, you know, something to fear. When in actuality, if you look at the statistics, the amount of like shark attacks, first of all, majority of them happen by accident, meaning that the shark mistakes the person for like a seal or something like that, or something that they would normally eat in the food chain. So it's not like this aggressive sort of intentional attack, so to speak. And the amount of attacks that actually happen are so small, right? And so compared to the devastation that humans due to sharks, right, to that population. So there's definitely this energy of like being misunderstood and having to find a way to work with that, right? It's not so much about trying harder to make people understand you. It's more about sort of working through sort of being able to be okay with that, because people are always going to misunderstand us, right? Like as humans, it's just way it is, just as we will sometimes misunderstand others. And so it's more about like, how do I work with this energy so that I don't let it deplete my energy? How do I, you know, be okay with being misunderstood and just continue to do what's best for me on my own personal journey? Definitely not easy, but sometimes, you know, again, it's like choose your battles. You know, is it something where giving more information or having a deeper conversation would help you to be understood? If so, great. You know, follow your gut, do what works for you. But there are situations where no matter what you say or what you do, you will not you will not be understood by this individual or these people. And so at that point, it takes the decision or the choice to be like, okay, let me switch gears. Let me, you know, move to a different audience who will understand me. So anyway, I hope it's a beautiful January for you all. I hope it's a beautiful 2024. Thank you all so much for being here with me. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you again soon. Take care, 11s. Bye for now.